Good morning. What a blessing to be here. The one word there that we may run with faith to win the prize caught my attention in that last song. What is the prize this morning? Is that Jesus Christ himself? Just to be with him, our Savior, our Lord, our King, the one who gave himself for us. It's more than just escaping hell, but it's something that is prize worthy. It's something that we can treasure. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I want to welcome everyone this morning to the service. Like Mel said, we're giving tribute to the mothers, honoring the mothers this morning. That's the title of my message, Giving Honor to the Mother. And it's always good to celebrate, right? There's reason for celebration. There's reason for being excited about some things and recognizing them and acknowledging them. So this morning, our focus will be on the mothers. We're going to go through a list of duties and responsibilities. And I would love to hear from you. Now, you may think that your mother is not here. I wish mine could be today, but she's not. But I will have thoughts as we go through this of what my mom, my mother used to do growing up. So even though your mother isn't here today, it's okay to express that and to acknowledge what she's done for you in your lives. And then also children love to hear from you all. What honor can you give your mom this morning? What does she do for you? What does she represent and so forth? So, honor, a testimony of esteem, any expression of respect or high estimation by words or actions or recognition or reverence. Just acknowledging that, just giving honor to that. To the mothers this morning. And so, just want to acknowledge that, and to all the mothers, even some of you may not be mothers, but you are mother figures, possibly to someone. Just want to recognize that and acknowledge that as well, and just to emphasize the love and sacrifice, and the things that the mothers do represented here, the unique role that you play. Like Mel said at the beginning this morning, I thought it was very fitting, as he said, the mothers here have a great part in the plan that God has. You have a great piece, a great part for the plan that God has for all mankind, and I just want to recognize that this morning. So yeah, we're going to be going through some verses here, in Exodus and then also Ephesians, and and just trying to bring out that. So let's pray before we start. Father, we just thank you this morning for this opportunity. Just ask God that there would be a reverence here for you, just that we can hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us, and that we can all learn something this morning according to your word. Just pray that your word would speak to us as we sang about this morning. Just pray that that could speak, not in it of myself, but Lord, we need your word to speak to us. We need your Holy Spirit to guide us and help us with our thoughts, help us with our lives, so that we can be that person and fulfill the purpose that you've created us for. So, God, we just commit our time to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we're going to do it a little different this morning. We have maybe possibly a little shorter service. Our goal is to be done by hopefully 10:30, around there, ish. We'll see. That's my goal, 11:30. I saw that look. Thank you. 11:30. So we'll go. We'll have a little earlier morning. So who wants to be brave enough to say something about your own mother, your own mom? Just call it out. Say it. We're not going to pass the mic around, but what is it about your mom that you have appreciated? Little children as well, all of you, It doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to be a long testimony, but something that you appreciate about her. Just in honor of your mother this morning. Anyone? Wow. Even 12 o'clock at night, right? Any of the children represented here, what do you appreciate about your mom? I'm sorry? You like how your mother teaches you. Amen. Malachi appreciates how his mom is so selfless. You appreciate how mom teaches the younger women in church, is that what you said? Okay. Yeah.
I know. For Amen. Me, I've just recently been more able to express even what I appreciate to my own mom, never knowing all the challenges of a big family. And I was just recently just telling her how much I can understand now. Sometimes when she got frustrated back when we were younger, and just realizing that all that she did and just trying to keep house and supplying all the needs in our home and keeping shoes on our feet, I just really appreciate it. My mom was always faithful in that, and yeah, it's good to be able to express that to her even today, yet, but yeah, I appreciate my mom.
Amen. Wow. Amen. I've appreciated how my mom, our children even know this, that when we go home to dad laps, there's an abundance of food. It doesn't matter what time of the day, there's always food available, and there's always the sweetest drinks you want, sometimes too sweet. But she always has something prepared for us. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is. Ask us if we're hungry. And just her servant heart, I really appreciate that. Look forward to going there this afternoon. Amen. Well, I'm sure many of you have lots to say about your mothers. I have a few things here that I want to mention, just a list. And this is not, I didn't come up with this list. So I want to just share this with you. Came across it in some reading. but just some practical, recognizing some practical duties and responsibilities that we want to recognize and acknowledge this morning. So we have a caregiver. A mother provides physical care, feeding, bathing, dressing, health and emotional support, nurturing her children and family with love and compassion, education and guidance. She imparts wisdom and values, manners, fostering intellectual growth, and teaching children how to navigate life, faith, and relationships through her example and teachings. For some of us, also academics and homeschooling, for those of us that homeschool, which is huge. And I will say this, as I go through the list here, we're mainly going to focus on mothers. So some of them I changed the wording a little bit, where I'm also going to be planning to share on Father's Day. So maybe we'll hear some more about fathers then. But this can be a dual role is what I'm saying. But we're going to focus on the mothers. Discipline, assisting in setting boundaries and enforcing rules to guide behavior. Safety, ensuring a safe living environment and being alert to potential physical dangers. Advocacy, representing the child's needs and interests, particularly in school and social settings. Crisis management, you see this, right? Handling emergencies and unexpected situations calmly and effectively. Routine management, establishing and maintaining daily routines for stability. Nurturing relationships, developing healthy relationships with family, friends, and relatives. Discipleship, guiding children through life decisions, friendships, and challenges. Conflict resolution, teaching children to solve problems and resolve disputes constructively. Behavior modeling, leading by example in behavior, attitude, and values. Meal preparation, planning and preparing nutritious meals for the family. Household management, managing daily chores, cleaning, laundry, and upkeep of the home. Time management, balancing various responsibilities, including work, school, and family time. Is this actually all true, mothers? This is all true. I'm starting to wonder as I go through this list, is when do you all sleep? Play and recreation, engaging in play activities to promote bonding and fun. Encouragement and motivation, supporting the children in their aspirations and interests. Planning and organization, organizing family events, vacations, cookouts, celebrating milestones, achievements, birthdays, and recognizing everyday moments, fostering gratitude and joy within the family. Socialization, encouraging interactions with peers and promoting social skills. Problem solving, assisting children in navigating challenges and finding solutions. Empathy and compassion, teaching children to understand and care for others. Household budgeting, planning for expenses and managing costs for food and groceries for the family. Self-care, taking time for personal well-being to maintain mental and physical health. Community involvement, encouraging participation in community activities, volunteer work, mission and church work. Technology guidance, assisting and teaching responsible use of technology and internet safety. Prayer warrior, a godly mother often serves as a spiritual intercessor, praying for her children and husband, seeking God's guidance and blessings for her family. Support system, she stands beside her husband, offering encouragement and support in his pursuits, creating a partnership rooted in love and respect. Peacemaker, in times of conflict, she can help foster peace, promoting harmony within the family by addressing issues with grace and understanding. A role model, as a woman of faith, her actions reflect Christ's love and teaching, serving as a model for her children and community. Provider of hospitality, she often creates a welcoming home, fostering community and love through hospitality, connecting with others in the family and in the church. Encourager of spiritual growth, she motivates her family to grow in faith, encouraging Bible study, prayer, and church attendance. Wow. I'm sure there's many more things that could be said, but that is quite an extensive list of mothering that you all do. Thank you. Wow. Motherhood is a role that combines love, care, and responsibility, and through that it contributes significantly to the children's growth and development. Turn with me to Proverbs 31. We're going to start there. Picture of a virtuous woman here. Let's start in, I'm going to jump ahead a little bit here. Let's start in verse 10. And then we'll go up to, well, let's just start here in 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. I'm just pausing. I'm amazed how I've watched my wife every time we move somewhere. Maybe I've said this before, or we do something. We take a room or we take a space. She somehow has a way of improving that when there's something that I wouldn't have thought of, but yet she maximizes that space, and I've always appreciated that. But just the idea there of that there's no spoil. She will do him good and not evil in all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands to the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for her household is clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing. She shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many unvirtuously, but thou excelleth them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. I just love the honor that it gives to the, let's just say the mother. Just the honor that it gives and how God is so pleased with not just focusing on the diligence, but the heart behind the serving is what I get out of that. Just the context there is just beautiful. And how we're going to see it later on in the fifth commandment talks about honoring father and mother. And then in Ephesians it says, in Exodus it says something about the, we'll look at it there, it gives long days, which is a promise. And it talks about in Ephesians that it may be, go well with thee. And you think of that thought of just the servanthood and the reward that we should give back for serving to the mothers. The selfless love. The strength and the dignity of a mother highlights the qualities of a godly mother, such as patience, wisdom, nurturing love, and also hard work and care for her family. What a calling from the Lord. What an awesome calling. John 15:13 says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And as you notice, mothers often put their needs ahead of others' needs. Amazing, amazing. Isaiah 66:13, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Just that as a mother comforts her child and provides that emotional support, that guidance, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, is what God tells us. 2 Timothy 1:5 says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in my grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. So Timothy here was watching his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice, and through that he was influenced by the faith that he saw in them. And later he was discipled by Paul, which proved to be very successful as far as kingdom work. And we can even read about it in the epistles. And so your influence, mothers, this morning has a great influence on the children, and you could be a great role model. You are a role model in their lives, whether good or bad. And we're talking about good this morning, but I like how Joshua's dad used to say, more is caught than taught. So by the way you live your life, by the way you influence them without words, actually disciples them and speaks to their own hearts, so they have that to go with. And that's what we see in 2 Timothy 1 and 5 here. So what does the Bible mean about honoring our mother? Let's go to Exodus and just look at a verse there. Exodus 20 and 12 is the fifth commandment. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Honor thy father and thy mother. This morning we're talking about the mothers. That thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord giveth thee. again, what did I say honor is? A testimony of esteem, any expression of respect or of high estimation by words or actions, recognition or reverence. So just honoring. Now, there is a difference between honoring and obeying. In Ephesians, it talks about obey your parents in the Lord. And there's a difference between the two. In an ungodly situation, we're not being asked to obey something that's ungodly. However, with that, we can honor that person. We can honor that individual, even though we can't obey it because it's ungodly. So those are two different things. Honor is something we can always honor somebody, every time. As hard as it may be, we can always honor someone. And not everybody has the same life experience everywhere. So I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to make that we have all equal experiences this morning. Some of us may not have good experiences. Others of us may have great experiences with people and with our mothers and so forth. But what I'm saying is we can always honor. That was very real to me back in 2007 when we stepped out of the church we were in, the Amish church. And I really wrestled with that. What does honor mean? What does obey mean? And I came to the place where I can always honor my parents, even though I can't obey the things they're asking me to do because of what it says in the Word of God, certain things. And so, but it's always right to honor. In other words, there can be an explanation said, you know, I realize this is where you are. However, I'm sorry I can't, I'm very sorry I can't go along with that because of what it says in God's Word. So I can't go along with that, even though I honor you as my dad, I honor you as my mother. So the challenge that we face, and this is for all of us, children, all of us. God laid a boundary here. He laid some boundaries with the Ten Commandments. And for some reason, they wanted to break the boundaries, the rules, repetitively. We see that through the Old Testament. And the natural rebellion of our humanity comes out, and we start questioning why. And this has never stopped, even though we can read it at the beginning of this book. It has never stopped yet. So children, I want to encourage you this morning as your parents are setting boundaries based on the Word of God, and boundaries are for our benefit. And when we push past those, it causes a disrespect. It causes a dishonor. And so there's just a warning here that to honor is to give heed to what is being said, to give heed to what is being set in place. Parents and caregivers put rules and boundaries in place for the protection of their children. And so, yes, we make many mistakes along the way. Our Heavenly Father has given us commands to serve as guardrails in our lives. Now, it's talking about accountability to us. God doesn't lose patience with any of His children. He always forgives, never loves less, and provides strength and wisdom we need to obey His command to honor our parents or our mother this morning. So what does Exodus 20 mean? Honor thy father and mother, that it may be long with thee. We see that Moses was camped in Mount Sinai. I was reading back through 19 and just with all thinking about all the slavery and walking in the desert and then the thunder and the lightning in 19 and just how God prepared everything in that mount. And it said the whole mount quaked greatly, shook greatly. And there was God preparing Himself and waiting to meet with Moses. And so these commands were never meant to be legalistic, but draw us closer to God and to help us to honor one another. When we are young, we rely on our parents for food, care, and comfort. This maybe goes with what you were saying there, Mel, is somehow when I turn 15, I think I could have wrote a book. I think I would have known what the rest of my life is all about, and I had it figured out. And I'm not saying that's how it is here, but that was my experience. I started to rebel in my heart against my parents and dishonor them in many ways. But here it is. As we grow, the natural rebellion in us pushes against their authority. But still, we often learn to listen as they keep us safe from dangerous situations. Crossing the street, touching the stove when we're young, those basic things. And provide basic needs, food, clothing, and shelter for us. And as we grow up, we become more independent, and our parents' authority over our lives takes a different meaning. They are still our source of comfort, provision, and safety, but as we grow, we are tempted more and more to question and go our own way. How many of us in here is that true for any of us besides me? I experienced that. I experienced that where I started to question and go my own way, but now coming back today, I can sit with my dad and my mom and I can talk about the things where we get to talk about. I can ask my dad the question, why do you think that was? Why did I do that? And already made an apology, right? Back when I got born again. But we get to talk about those things is, why did I rebel against you? Why is that? And he had the same experience. And I'm just saying, it doesn't have to be that way. It does not have to be that way this morning. According to the Word of God, we do not have to experience that. But we are tempted to, right? Not saying we do, but we are tempted to. When we do, we often learn the hard way and that the rules are actually a place to protect us. All of us have things in our home that we set some things in place, whatever you want to call them, rules, standards, but something to go by, a process to go by, a get up time, a go to bed time, and all those things. And some of the things, you cannot cross the line. Those are rules, and those are things that maybe the parent doesn't have all the explanation at that time, nor does the child understand why he doesn't touch the stove, until he touches it, and then it burns. But just little things like that, just don't do that because of. And sometimes we can't explain it. Other times it is a little hard for the child to grasp it. But it's good. It's good to put things in place. And I'm challenged with that personally. It just seems, as we go through seasons of life, different seasons, there's just another whole set of things to watch for. There was a time where in our home we didn't have internet. There was nothing to struggle about that. We didn't have any internet. There was a time where we didn't have phones. It was going up to the neighbor's phone shanty. You see these little phone shanties, and there was no voicemail. Sometimes you would end up writing the person a letter and say, I'm going to plan to call you at a such and such time. And then for some reason, it was a community phone, and then the neighbor was standing there, and you couldn't get to your call in time. So you missed the call sometimes because the neighbor was talking too long on the phone. And you'd just be standing outside, man, I wish he would get off the phone so I can talk to this person. Can you believe that? There's stuff that we didn't struggle with that now we have a whole new set of challenges. We did back then too, but it's evolving. And it's sometimes hard for me personally to keep up with everything. But we need to try. We need to endeavor to do that. So that was all my lifetime. That's almost... And I'm not getting that old, it's just that it happened fast. Amen. Since all authority belongs to the Lord, and since he instituted the family and established all human authority structures in human social relationships. Amen. God's commandments guide us to his feet, including honoring our father and mother and the authority figures in our life. So why is it so important? Let's go to Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. Why is it so important to honor our parents? Just a few verses here in 8 and 9. He says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Not of works, lest any man should boast. God put his commandments there as guardrails, right, for our hearts. It's not for our own benefit, but it's to obey to the best of our abilities, making us aware of those. And how we respect and treat our parents is a direct expression of how we honor God. That comes really close together. These are challenging thoughts. It's a direct expression of how we honor God. By honoring our father and mother, we learn to better honor our heavenly Father. Our actions are observed by others, including siblings and friends, who will follow our example. Wow, that is awesome. That is awesome. That they will follow your example. Your siblings will follow your example. They'll see what you're passionate about. They'll see what I'm passionate about, and they'll follow that example. Again, more is caught than taught. You don't have to say it. Sometimes it is just caught, and it's observed. And, you know, I have to think of that a lot when we have new people coming into the church. What do they think when they observe your lives? What do they think? Maybe a newborn... somebody that just got born again and is all excited about Jesus Christ and what he's doing in his or her life. So when they observe your lives, what do they think? And how does that help them to better serve the Lord? Isn't that exciting? It should be. Like, it should excite us that because of the Jesus, the Christ in me and in you, they observe that and then they say, that's what I want. That's my vision. That's what God has been speaking to me in his word. So more is caught than taught. When we become parents, our children will learn how to treat us by watching how we treat our grandparents. Wow. That is really good. Amen, Eli. How your children treat you as parents will help your grandchildren have high respect and honor for you. That is such a blessing. Take your children to your grandparents. I know, Aaron, you have already said your dad did that a lot, took you to old people's homes, put puzzles together. And I'd love for you to share that sometime, of how that affected you as in your growing up and how that shaped your life because of what your dad was passionate about, visiting older people and so forth. And still today, it's in your heart. It's something that's planted deep. It just remains there. And that's what we're talking about. It was caught by you because of what you did with your dad. So God bless you as you continue to serve in that way. In addition, respect for parents not only shows respect for God, but also teaches us about respecting authority in general. In Romans 13:1, we see that, "Let every soul be subject unto a higher power, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained of God, honoring our parents, honoring those over us, honoring those who are with us." It helps us to understand and respect authorities placed over us by God. And most importantly, it illustrates Christ's love for us. It illustrates that and reflects that. Strengthens the family and can mend broken relationships and so forth. 1 Peter 4:8, "Above all, love each other deeply, because love," or charity, "covers a multitude of sins." So honoring our parents is a powerful way to share God's love and demonstrate his love to each other and for the grace in our lives. Power and ability to obey doesn't come from our own sheer will, as Paul reminded the Ephesians, but stems from the faith in God through Jesus and the power of his Holy Spirit. So there's no way we can live out the commandments perfectly, but it takes the power of the Holy Spirit. But at the least, we can trust God and try to live that out. Trust him by faith and run in this race. And when we turn to God through Christ daily, through scripture and prayer, we do often find the strength to accomplish the things that we need. It's amazing. We can accomplish those things by his grace, and we'll do much more than what we thought we would. So it's a choice. It's a choice to honor our mother today, not to earn our faith, but an outward sign. We are saved by grace. We saw that. We are saved by grace, but our lives illustrate our trust in God. And so again, if we accept the guardrails, right? We accept the standards, the rules, the things that are put in place by those that are walking with us, right? And it puts our lives at a secure place for love and care. The reason, I think this may have been Piper, the reason there should be a reverence and an awe for a mom or dad is so that your child will learn what reverence and awe for God is like. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "No temptation hath overtaken you." Going back to the tempting part, you accept what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. Now, there isn't any one of us in here that's able to follow it perfectly, but through Christ, through the power of his Holy Spirit, we can do that. Interesting fact here. A little while ago, someone told me, just thinking of faith and being able to do, just looking at that extensive list that I read to you on the mothers, but just as an encouragement to you all, there was something I read recently or heard maybe in the last year that we can actually do 10 times more than what our mind tells us that we can do. Like our limiting thing in our mind is whatever. And when you trust in God, you'll find yourself on an average doing 10 times more, whether it be physically, whatever, 10 times more than what you thought you could do. And I just have to think of the word faith. Faith in what I know I can't do. Faith in something that is looks like it's totally impossible. But yet through God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, he can make that happen. I mean, look at Moses. How in the world do you think he ever had a plan, or who formulated the plan to lead that many people out of Egypt in one night? How could you actually convince all those people that this is the plan? And I know it took God, yes. But somehow, physically, he did that with the help of others. But physically, he did that. He walked them out of Egypt. And wow, just that limiting belief. But when there's faith, to fulfill the list that we read at the beginning, it's a blessing. It's possible. Okay, some practical things here again, just as an encouragement. Your mothers are probably there already, doing these things, but maybe there can be just be an idea or two for you. Just take one or two home and excel in those. So I have 10 things here. Number one is listen actively. Pay attention. This is actually for the mothers, to the mothers, to honor the mothers with. I had that wrong. This is to honor the mothers with. So go home with one or two of these. Listen actively. Pay attention when she speaks, making an effort to understand her perspectives and feelings without interrupting or dismissing them. Number two, express appreciation. Regularly say thank you for the things mother does for you, big or small. Acknowledge her efforts and sacrifices. Number three, help without being asked. Good one. Offer to help with chores, errands, or tasks without waiting for your mother to ask. This shows initiative and consideration. So children, I'm sure your parents tell you to brush your teeth, right? So surprise them and never make them ask again. Just do that little deed. That's something that we found ourselves over the years just repetitively, right? Eve, you're shaking your head, right? That happens in the home because we want that for our children, right? And we're going to train. It says train up a child in the way he should go. And so once they're trained, we don't have to train anymore. So you just keep training. Anyway, that can be one thing. Help without being asked. Use polite language. Speak to mother with respect, using courteous language and avoiding sarcasm or harsh tones. Spend quality time. Set aside time to be with mother, whether it's having a meal together, watching the sunrise or sunset, or simply talking. Your presence is a meaningful way to show you care. Respect mother's opinions. Even if you disagree, acknowledge mother's viewpoints and engage in respectful discussions. Show that you value mother's thoughts and experiences. Offer compliments. Give genuine compliments about mother's achievements, qualities, and so forth. Acknowledge her positive attributes and contributions. Celebrate mother's special days. Remember and acknowledge her birthdays, anniversaries, and other significant occasions like Mother's Day. Make mother feel special with a card, gift, or celebration. One of the children got the idea that they're going to all make these little cards for my wife, and this morning they handed it to her at breakfast times, simple little brown cards. Each one of them gave a little card. So little things like that matter and make a difference. Involve mother's in your family decisions. Consult them on family matters or decisions that affect everyone. Their input can be valuable, and it shows you value their experience and wisdom. I'm just thinking of my own mom here too, you know, what wisdom she has, even for our family and so forth. Be considerate of mother's preferences. Take her likes and dislikes into account when planning activities or making choices. This shows you respect her preference and needs. And when we go on vacation and we're sightseeing or we're up on high places, I really respect my wife for this. She is very concerned about the physical dangers of a child falling. And so when we get to an edge of a mountain or something, she's just very protective that something doesn't happen, because it does happen. It has happened, not to us, but it has happened to people. And so very protective of that. So talking about the planning the activities, the dislikes and likes, you know, be considerate of that. And of course us, we always push the limits. Us guys always push the limits and sometimes scare, which isn't honoring. So, but be considerate of that. Okay, just the closing scriptures here, just to look at it again. Exodus 20 and 12, thinking of giving honor to the mother. Honor thy father and thy mother. Why? So thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And this command underscores, it underscores the love and respect that is to be shown to mothers. And then Ephesians 6, 2 and 3, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. What is the promise? That it may go well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. It doesn't promise us like a certain amount of years, but it promises us that it may go well with us. It may go well with us. And thou mayest live long in the earth. What is long? That's kind of, in God's timing, you could think 100 years is a very short time, right? And so what is long? I don't think we're looking at an amount of years again, but it's more just that fulfilled life. And so honoring our mother, showing respect and care for her, and acknowledging the sacrifices and contributions she makes to the family. I trust you all are going to do that today. And if you do go to your parents, those that are not here, bless them. There's something that you can thank them for, even though I'm sure they made many mistakes. But that isn't the point this morning. We are still to honor. We are still to love and show respect. Dan, if you want to pull up that song, and just in closing here, I had a song that I wanted to share with you all. In closing, then I'll turn the time over to Sammy. Okay. To give direction after that. So may God bless you. It's a joy to share with a group that loves the Lord, and I know that you all are striving to honor your parents and your mothers. So may God bless you.
May his peace forever guide. Thank the Lord for all you do. A heart so kind, a soul so true. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Shine His face upon your way. May His peace forever guide you. With new mercy every day. Song to God, to whom you've always belonged. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Shine His face upon your way. May His peace forever guide you. With new mercy every day. You're a gift, a light, a blessing, more than words could ever say. God's love wrapped in a mother. Cherish this Mother's Day.